From Spark and Anvil and Gridforge, this is Causeway, in Chapter 1 of the Gridforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Causeway builds bridges, but not the kind you walk on, the kind nobody can knock down. She plays Hex, where you win by connecting your two sides of the board with an unbroken chain of your stones. And beginners try to do it the obvious way, one stone touching the next, a solid line. Causeway almost never plays a solid line. She plays two stones with a gap, a specific diamond-shaped gap, and leaves it open. New opponents pounce. "You left a hole. I'll cut right through." And then they discover, to their dismay, that they can't. "Look closely," Causeway says, tapping the two empty cells in the gap. "There are two cells that would link my stones. If you take one, I take the other, and we're still connected. If you take the other, I take the first. You can only block one at a time." She smiles. "This isn't a hole. It's a bridge, and a bridge can't be cut because it has two ways across."
Causeway grew up as a worrier, the kind of kid who lay awake imagining everything that could go wrong. For a long time, it just made her anxious. Then she realized she could use it. If she was going to imagine the thing going wrong anyway, she might as well imagine the backup. One path could fail, so she'd quietly keep a second. She wasn't fearless, she was doubly prepared. And that turned out to be better than fearless, because a person with two paths can walk boldly across ground that would terrify a person with one. "That's the bridge exactly," she says. "A single line of stones looks strong, big, solid, obvious. But a single line has 100 places to be cut, one at each link. A bridge looks weaker, there's a gap in it, but it cannot be cut, because for every gap, there are two ways to fill it. Strength that depends on one path is fragile. Strength with a backup for every link is unbreakable. The scary-looking gap is where the safety lives."
She came to the Gridforge Academy because Gridley, the family host, wanted someone to teach that connection is subtler than make a line. On her first day, Gridley set up a hex board and asked her to connect her sides as securely as possible. The other students built careful, solid chains. Causeway built a sparse skeleton of bridges, stones with gaps, that reached corner to corner in half as many pieces. "Yours is longer and feels safer," she told them, "but I can cut any of your chains at a single point. Try to cut mine." They tried. Every cut she calmly answered with the bridge's other cell, and her sparse-looking network held. "I used fewer stones," she said, "and I'm more connected, because every one of my links has a spare. You built a wall. I built a web." Gridley, who wanted students to see that indirect can beat direct, said quietly, "You didn't connect your stones. You connected them in a way that can't be disconnected."
In her workshop, she teaches students to stop building walls. A boy came in frustrated. "I make a solid line and they always find one spot to cut it." Causeway nodded warmly. "Because a solid line is all single points," she said. "One line, one path, and your opponent only has to find the one weakest link. You're doing the hard thing, building everything direct and solid, and it's more fragile, not less." She showed him the bridge pattern. "Leave the gap, on purpose. Two stones, this exact diamond apart. Now there are two cells that connect them, so this link has a backup built in. Your opponent can't cut it, because cutting needs one weak point, and you've given this link two strong ones." The boy's eyes widened. "So the gap is the strong part?" "The gap is where the choice lives," Causeway said, "and choice is what your opponent can't take away. A link with one path can be cut. A link with two paths is yours forever." The boy started building bridges instead of walls and found that his sparse, gappy-looking networks were somehow impossible for his opponent to sever, and that he was reaching across the board twice as fast.
Later, the boy asked the question, "But bridges can overlap and share cells, right? What if two of my bridges both need the same empty cell to be safe? Can't my opponent break both at once?"
Causeway lit up because it was the real question. Yes, she said. That's the trap that separates good bridge players from great ones. A bridge is only unbreakable if its two escape cells are truly its own. If two of your bridges both rely on the same cell for their backup, then that shared cell is a single point of failure wearing a disguise. Your opponent takes it, and both bridges suddenly have only one path left, and now both are cuttable. She tapped the board. So the discipline is, when you build a network of bridges, check that they don't share their spare cells. Independent backups make you unbreakable. Backups that secretly overlap just look unbreakable. She smiled. It's the same everywhere, not just hex. A backup plan that quietly depends on the same thing as your main plan isn't really a backup. Real safety comes from paths that can fail separately. The boy went home, and that night, when he made a plan that mattered, he built himself a second way through and checked, carefully, that his backup didn't secretly depend on the same thing as his first plan.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Causeway. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.